The guest in the programme today takes us into the world of tourism, and here in Slovenia, that's rather an important world. I welcome Tomáš Rogel, who is the director of the Bled Tourist Board. Welcome.
Welcome, Chris. Hello.
Thanks very much for coming in. I think this is a really important subject to most of Slovenia because one of the major incomes for Slovenia is tourism, and absolutely right to you because it's a very beautiful place, and I guess you agree with that.
Yeah, certainly I agree. I was born in Gorenska region, very proud of the place, and tourism, it is important. It's about 10% of the GDP. It is important.
Absolutely. But there's a balance to be made, isn't there, between earning money and providing the right resources and not damaging the very thing that you want to promote.
That was the first thing when we were planning the new strategy. We said, okay, we must keep this environment and the place for the future generations. We had an option, either we decide for the mass tourism and create a kind of Disneyland, which we didn't want, so we decided to keep it as it is. And we said if Bled has something like 8,000 inhabitants, we want to keep also the same number of the available accommodations. So that's it. Mm. No more.
When we talk about Bled geographically, tell me exactly what that includes. Does it also include Bohin? Is that separate or part of your area?
If you look geographically or if you look at the community itself, it's relatively small. It's only Bled. But we like to see the destination as the whole package. Mm. That includes Radolica, Bled, other valleys, and we market ourselves more as a Julian Alps than only a Bled.
Sure. And you're very close to Triglav. You're in the heart of Triglav.
Yeah.
So it's the walking and maybe even the climbing, if that's what people want as well.
Walking, climbing, yes. Cycling. We are creating a path around the Julian Alps. It's about 450 kilometers. Mm. That's going to be one of the nicest tasks to do, to mark the path. Mm. And naturally, we are building all our bicycle roads and everything. We want to plan our tourism on the people that come to Bled, stay at least 3-4 days and enjoy all the beauties of the surrounding areas.
That sounds short to me. You say 3 or 4 days. Don't people come for 2 weeks?
We would like to see that. But Bled, as one of the top destination, tourist destinations in Slovenia, we see a lot of one-day tourists. And when I say 3 to 4 days, I mean the average stay. Average stay at the moment, it's 2.3, which is very low. But there is about 40% of our guests are day visitors.
If you speak of Slovenia outside Slovenia as a country, you probably already know Bled for sure. Most people will know this area. I mean, I have friends in the UK who, when they knew I was coming to Slovenia, said, oh, we spent some time in, then of course, the former Yugoslavia. We spent some time in Bled in, I think they said 1974. And so a lot of people actually knew the area even before Slovenia was marketing itself in the way it does today.
Yeah, in many ways it's more recognized than the country itself. That's
indeed
true, yes. Yeah. And the UK was always our main market, so
why
to say. I don't know, because the development of the tourism in the last 50 years went in this way that a lot of groups came from UK, and that was one of the reasons is the good connections that you had. The airport's relatively close to Bled.
Yes, that's true. That's an obvious answer, isn't it?
Yes.
If Maribor could open its airport, it would change the balance a little bit. But it doesn't have quite what you have in the Bled and the Triglav area. Well, I asked you to choose music. Did you enjoy that exercise?
Very much. It was a 5 minutes task.
Really? So little? Was there a plan?
No, there was no plan. There was just intuition of what I would listen in that moment.
Where do we start?
Specials, a message to you, Rudy. One of the best times in my life, secondary school. Ska was very popular there. We were wearing all these dark glasses and dark hats. We were something special. People were wondering what that was. And those were the 80s, and people didn't actually know what Ska is.
The
abbreviation?
Some people still don't.
It could also stand for the Slovenian Catholic Action.
And that
was not so popular at that time, but pure fun.
You've brought us on to, through that piece of music, your early days. Tell me a little bit about where you were born, where you were brought up. What were your early influences?
Oh, I was born in Kranj. I think that was a very good time for the whole generation. Everything went up, the standard, the quality of living, everything was so simple. It was quite different than from today. Mm. So I was going there to this grammar school, secondary school, and then went to Ljubljana to study economics. And then around the world, half of my career I spent abroad. either it was Switzerland or Austria. I was in banking. People say that you have to change the things that you do about two or three times in life. So the first part was banking.
Okay.
And then everything went wrong in 2008. And it was no more fun. There was no trust between people. It was more fun. Everything
was... Was that fair?
To some extent, yes. Yes, yes. We saw a lot of problems in banking, a lot of bad practices. Yeah, it had to happen something for better practices.
And probably a lot of people just simply muddled on and didn't think there was a need to keep up to date or change or whatever.
Yeah, and a change of generations, everything. So I decided then to change to education.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 5 years in education.
At what level?
I was not teaching, but we were bringing people from Africa or Asia to Slovenia.
Okay.
And we were showing them the best practices that we had. And these are some very interesting fields, like civil registration. Who would believe the Slovenia is among the first three countries in the world, first that the system works, let's say, the best. And people can only dream of having such a system.
Mind you, it's slightly easier to organize 2 million people than it is to organize 60 million.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it's also very easy to explain to people because, you know, you meet people that know so much about the things and not only a small part of the process. So that was...
Yeah, that's true, isn't it, also of smaller countries, that everybody has more understanding of the other areas that touch them.
Correct.
They're not quite so compartmentalized.
Right.
And I think that's really important. And that's very true in the tourism business.
That's so good. The people are competent. That's so good.
Competent in the areas that are outside them too, in the sense that they can communicate at the same level.
Yes. Their knowledge is quite wide. When you include also the beauty of the nature, all the languages that people speak, then it's a perfect destination for education.
Mm.
So that was also a good part of my life. And my next step in my career was that I became interested in the bees. So I became a tourist guide for apiturism.
Oh, okay.
That was my next change in life.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I was in tourism before, in a way, because I had to arrange all the conferences in Ljubljana and accommodation, the whole process. Né? And that was only another part of the mosaic which I built. And so I got more and more into tourism. I lived across Europe. And during the years, you just add these experiences. And so then you realize, okay, yes, tourism it is. And people were impressed when I presented my plans.
Because it was very broad and it included a lot of things. We'll come back to it. What's the next piece of music?
The next piece of music is Barry White, "You Are the First, My Last, My Everything." I remember, it was 1973 when we went to Trieste. There was a shopping mecca for us. And there was a shop recording with all these LPs, and there was something special that time. And when I entered the shop, I heard this music. I said, that's it, I must have it. And that was my first LP.
So it was a practical thing rather than a romantic thing.
Oh, it is still romantic.
The guest in the show today, the director of the Bled Tourist Board, Tomasz Rogel. Tomasz, we've begun to talk about the idea of what tourism is, and you bring to it a broad knowledge of areas that are connected. How do you see tourism in Slovenia today? Is it a broad operation, or are still people somewhat narrow-minded? Do they need to realize exactly who the customers are and how to make the quality and the communication within each tourist destination? How does this work?
Yeah, it's both. You have people with a lot of knowledge. Tourism has been there for times. But we have seen an expansion of tourism. People and the new waves and the new trends, enormous growth in the tourism. So in a way, the environment is constantly changing. So we saw growth in the number of tourists coming to our country. Sometimes we ask if there is a situation of over-tourism. And it's a constantly changing environment, bringing new challenges practically every year. The last challenge is that we cannot find enough employees in the latest.
Really?
Time. Yeah, there are no enough waiters, receptionists, all these basic but very important positions are not filled in.
Well, they're the front line too. I mean, the waiters and receptionists are absolutely the first impression you get when you go somewhere.
Absolutely agree.
I mean, if you're having a meal, you want to feel you're the only person in the room somehow. And it's possible. I mean, I've been to many places where there are 20 tables and they're all full and people are eating good food. But somehow I am led to believe by my waiter that I'm really important to him. And that's very important, isn't it?
That's important. That's a challenge for us because we said we want to have some authentic story in Bled. We want to develop our tourism story based on our history, on that what we have. Né? That would be our, so to say, advantage, mm-hmm. our unique selling point. That yep. would be it, né? Authentic. We would derive all these stories. The guests always want some new stories, something new. And we found that something new in our history, mm-hmm. in our tradition. Mm-hmm. And if we want to sell them, if we want to present these stories to the guests, we must know them. So it's not just an industry when you employ people, but we have to employ the locals, because only the locals know all this history and understand how to present it to the guests. And that's our challenge now. Mm. And we believe that we have to educate all these employees, all these stakeholders in tourism. There's a lot of education available, but you know, there's still this human touch and the way how you present it. In a way, you have to be, I would not say a happy person, but you know, relatively good off, no? So that you can be relaxed, that you can tell to the spontaneously to the guests that mm-hmm. asking, well, what would you advise? You know, it's still that old kind of tourism. What sure. would you advise me to do in Blit?
Yes,
it's not only applications, everything.
Yeah, and so each person that works in your area needs to know the area too.
Exactly. Exactly. And we see a lot of people from Bled going to Ljubljana every day, about 2,000 people out mm. of 8,000 go to Ljubljana every day. They travel to Ljubljana, and we are missing these people. We want people to stay in Bled and to live from tourism.
We need the third piece of music already.
We need the first. Let's go for Sandro Mendes and Brazil, País Tropical.
Why?
Oh, there was a period of bossa nova. Everybody was listening to bossa nova, and it's a further development of that music. We always wanted to go there. I came to Peru, which is not the same place as Brazil, but okay, yeah. Still amazing.
Sergio Mendes. It's certainly a great sound. I really like this. It gets you moving, and it has a nice energy to it, and yeah. it's a holiday kind of feel, yeah. as you say, and joining in with what's going on.
It's not only the music. When you look at the video, you get amazed. Clothes, the fashion that was at that time. Mm-hmm. Relaxed feeling, that's all.
How, in looking at the tourism elements here in Slovenia, you say you want to have to illustrate Slovenia. You want the traditional, probably in terms of food, in terms of what destinations are important to visit to if you want to understand the culture and the background. What about the other elements? Is it a silly cliche to have people dressed as they might have been 50 years ago or something? How far do you take this kind of want to present something local?
Okay, interesting question. In these days, when you see so many tourists coming to Bled, we want to keep it still authentic. And authentic, how do we keep it authentic? Né? That we show them all the places that are not just the top three attractions in Bled, like the island, the castle, mm-hmm. and the creme chita cake. Né? We would like to take them around.
But you can't go without the creme, Maritina.
No, but it's so crowded on a busy afternoons, like it was 14 days ago. Né? Just we want to take them outside Bled also. That's why we are developing all these things with cycling, with walking around, with the new products like storytelling. And yeah, we try. It's not so different from other parts in Alps that are doing this, but we see that the people are so admiring that the place is magnificent in the terms of nature beauties and also the safety. Né? That's one important thing. Two things we like to stress. You can walk around the lake in the midnight time. Mm-hmm. You feel safe. And then after
I recommend you do. I think that the particular location changes during the day, and I think you need to walk around it at every time of day.
With the full moon, you have all this nice view to the mountains, everything.
Absolutely.
For the new year.
Yeah.
It was magnificent. And the next thing, everything's so close. Everything is on the reach in a walking distance. Mm. From the hotel to the lake, to the forest, to everything. That's our advantage. Eh? When I traveled last time to London, it took you know, from the airport an hour or something, and you're still in the middle crowd.
Yeah. Let's have another piece of music, and then I'd like to ask you about pricing. Let's have a piece of music first.
Okay, let's go with Bill Withers, Lovely Day. A good song to start a day with.
Lovely Day, and it certainly is today, as it happens. Bill Withers. Let's talk about pricing. The destination needs to get this balance right, and I'm not quite sure how you do it. How do you make high quality in terms of the service, but also the quality of the actual accommodation and the organization of trips and so on? How do you get that right, where you don't want to encourage too many people through the pricing? You want to make it accessible? Because I've actually heard Slovenes who go to the Bled area and kind of go, I have a family with three kids and it's going to cost me 100 euros to get to the island. How do you make that right?
In the last seasons, we saw a quite a rise in the prices of accommodation, yep. which is a consequence of the greater demand, yep. which is market rules. What we are taking care of, the Bled Tourist Board, we are not setting the prices, but we are taking care that we inform the tourists, that we create new tourist products, that we promote the destination, and there is where we can do something. And when we develop Bled as destination, we also take care of different types of guests. We do not want to exclude any type of guests. We want that the people feel relaxed in Bled, they come to Bled. So, for example, when you design the prices for parking, which is the first thing you start, when you park the car near the lake, then you see the price of the parking, which is 2.5 euros per hour. This is a lot. But we have offered alternatives. You can park a car about 10 minutes walk from the lake for 5 euros a day. Or you can even, we will create 80 parking lots in the beginning of Bled for free. So there is a segmentation of the market.
Okay.
And that is in the field of parking. Then accommodation, we don't really have any instruments to regulate this. It's, you know, it's a market thing. But we still think that what is in our capacity is to raise the quality of the service. We will go there. You have to offer more. And in Slovenia, we're gonna. There's a new law on the tourist tax. The majority of the places will raise the tourist tax with next year. And we are already now creating new services that we will be testing this year. Mm-hmm. Is this additional mobility options? We will offer new buses for a very small amount of money mm-hmm. or even free. We will offer new services for the guests. Mm-hmm. We developed this mobility with electric bicycles.
I was about to ask that, obviously. The environment is an issue for you, too.
Yes, we are doing all these pets that we have around Bled, mm-hmm. about 20 of them. We will mark them new and we will renew them and everything. So this quality of service must be better. The strategy for the next period is that we want a rise in quality.
I mean, unquestionably, repeat business and recommendations from people who have been here are worth everything. Mm-hmm. Somebody goes back to wherever they've come from, be it France or the UK or Germany or further afield. If they speak to 10 friends and one or two of them actually come as a result, that's a bonus, isn't it, for you? It's the sort of thing you need. And you're only going to get that recommendation when the quality fits.
Exactly. Agree. We have seen so many improvements in Bled in the latest time. I mean, the hotel Golf just renovated 4-star superiors. Actually, we are a bit afraid there will be no 3-stars hotel in Bled, which we think there must be hotels with also 3 stars. Mm. We have a lot of sports events like rowing or biathlon,
of course,
and there is a demand for these kind of hotels.
So you need some modest accommodation, which isn't low quality, but doesn't have maybe all the facilities and
yes,
so on.
Yes, we were quite happy to see that, you know, that the private accommodation, as we call them,
the smaller hotels.
The smaller hotels or even these apartments or rooms which are being let, and they're filling this gap.
Music.
Let's go for a Slovenian song, Ensemble Bratov Avsenik, Tam kjer murke cveto, the original track.
Okay.
It's a Slovenian song, it's in our genes.
It's necessary to understand this, isn't it? From an hereditary of the way people feel about the region of Slovenia, it's necessary to absorb
this music. It's interesting song that Avsenik brothers never played it in abroad. It was always played only in Slovenia because it has its roots in the history. In December, there was a concert and they played Avsenik songs. And the orchestra, the Philharmonic Orchestra, where people were crying. That's why I say it's in our genes, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of music, I don't know. We are born with it, and perfect. I want to see more of that music maybe in Bled, in this way.
But do you have musical events in Bled?
We have musical events in Bled. We have also Bled Jazz Band. That's something that we want to develop the tradition. The Bled was always a place for jazz concerts and Slovenian songs, Slovenska popevka. And there's also one thing that Bled is known for, the chess tournaments.
Okay.
And that we will also restart again. So it's a kind of quality, kind of events that you want to...
But giant chess boards all over the place so that tourists can play chess and know that there's a reason because you have an annual event.
Professional, mostly professionals, but we,
sure,
would,
but
we take
can,
them out.
Yeah, the locals can join in too then. And
you see locals, you talk to them.
Yes.
That's what we want to share with our guests.
Yeah, locals. Absolutely. We're already up to another piece of music now.
Oh, Drago Mlinarec, Caracas. That's another song from 70 years. I mean, the Croatian music from our neighbors is very popular in Slovenia. That one goes to 70s. I believe it's from 79. And it's kind, again, of a holiday feeling.
We come to the last part of the program, two more bits of music, two areas of discussion. The guest today, Tomáš Rogel, who is the director of the Bled Tourist Board. How much communication do you as a tourist board have with central government, tourist agencies, and indeed in the wider sense of Slovenia?
There's an agency, Slovenian Tourist Organization.
Yep.
And they're doing quite a good job. The mm-hmm. strategy which they developed just a couple of months ago, it fits perfectly to Bled's image. Mm-hmm. And they really take care. They represent Slovenian tourism abroad, like very capable people. I mean, it's very good organization. So.
And through them, then, you begin to find how you're going to promote the country? Is there a unification in that? Because I love Slovenia and all of the love in Slovenia is obviously something that has become something that's well known around the world.
I would rather say the advantages of this organization that we come together. So we exchange all our experience, not our only mm-hmm. experience in Slovenia, but also abroad, because they have extensive network of representative mm-hmm. offices abroad. And this is how we feel, how we can better understand what these markets are. These are our most important markets are UK, Italy, Germany, and then the overseas markets. You would be maybe impressed to hear that there are some guests that come to Bled only to see the rain falling. They are so happy to go outside.
Right. That's what I mentioned. I mean, yeah. I actually think it's quite an important, you know, every climate adds something different to a destination.
Exactly.
And I think
exactly. And the one thing when I joined Bled Tourist Board, I was so happy to see is so good cooperation in the Julian Alps region. Mm. I mean, we all strive for the same goals. There's no problem. There's so many ideas. We just have to develop it. Just so little time, maybe.
Presumably, you're part of the Alpine Convention anyway, in the sense of looking after the total region of this part of the Alps.
We are, and that's our only future. Green, green, green.
Yes.
And when I mention green, it's not only the nature that we have to preserve for the next generation. It's also the quality of the relationships between people. Mm. That's one of the six goals that we are following. And that goes also that the people that are working tourism are dealing with anything tourism are also well paid and happy to do so.
Yeah.
That's the greatest challenge now.
Clearly you want caring tourists because obviously there are issues that are of how do you maybe not manage, but just simply allow the natural land to be what it is and not change it by bringing lots of people. So there's a very delicate balance there, isn't there?
It is.
I mean, this is what the Alpine Convention is partly about, and also the relationship with farmers who work in this area also have to be considered when you work out where you can put a car park or where you can build a hotel.
That's our role of the tourist board, to think ahead.
Yeah.
Maybe that we invest in the things that are not so commercially viable now, but will be necessary in the future. Mm. So when you mentioned farmers, we include the farmers also in our offer, because we see that the people, what are people looking now? They are trying to escape from the cities and come to enjoy the nature. Mm. And that's one thing that is so popular in the last days. It's bee apiculture or the yes. bee farming.
Yes.
So, I spoke to a lot of people coming to Slovenia and tried to present our destination. And when I lose their interest, I mentioned the bees. Their attention immediately again.
Right.
Then we describe how we do it in an old traditional way in Slovenia. Slovenia has enormously a lot of number. I think it's 4,000 beekeepers per 1,000 inhabitants, which is the record in the
extremely
world.
High. Yeah.
That means that everybody has only about 25, 50 families and hives. And so, you know, it's a hobby.
Mm.
And the people know, and the people tell you what you can not only enjoy in the honey as a food, but also what are all these medical aspects and everything.
Right.
You know?
And
so then
course,
you live for 100 years.
Yes. And what, of course, are the responsibilities of the individual with regard to how they encourage people to look after agriculture and the bees, because they're very closely linked.
Yeah, yeah. It's important.
More music.
More music. It's Bob Azam, Ya Mustafa. It's a combination of Egyptian and French music. And it remembers me on a Paris nights when we were partying as students and we were on exchange and we were learning French, Spanish, and everything. And that was something very special.
Paris nights. Bob Azam and Yah Mustafa. Interesting, yes, we all have those memories, don't we, of the past, of where we did traveling as a carefree young person without too many responsibilities. And
right,
the music
right.
brings that back, doesn't it?
When I look at the list of the songs or the music that they put together, I realize it's practically every songs are about 40, 50 years old.
Nothing wrong with that. Why should it not be? Let's look 40 years ahead. I mean, your responsibilities for that in a way. What do you see the changes that are needed in Slovenia in general to look after the environment and keep the income from tourism, which I think most Slovenes are open enough to want to share? It's not that they do it simply for money. I think they're very committed to bringing people here. What are the things that people need to continue to advance or maybe even still learn?
We understand maybe that the next era, if today's era is the era of digitalization, that maybe the next era will be of the ecological era. Ne?
Mm.
And that's, if we have this in mind and we do things, we develop things in this direction, then okay, then we are happy. Not only because we will profit from it,
yes.
but also because we believe it's the right thing to do.
Sure. I mean, it's a necessary thing to do. I think most normal people would consider.
Come on, there are these basic things that are so important. If you listen to the news now and you see what's happening in the world, then you realize that these basic things, understanding between nations and the peace and the clean environment, this will be even more important in the future.
Of course. But I mean, most people, particularly Slovenes, can kind of pat themselves on the back because I think generally there has been a relatively high care of the land around them. There may be some examples that needed sorting. But then they would look at other countries and see how bad it is and kind of go, why do we need to worry? We're so far ahead of that. But I think we all need to keep focused, don't we?
Just the opposite. I face so much criticism in our own environment in Bled. People are constantly saying that other countries are better, that we have to do it even harder. You know, Bled, it's a very clean destination. We take care our utility services. Every day they pick up about 10 cubic meters of this plastic things.
Plastic is an issue for everybody.
And that's, you know, what we do. We do basic things. We advertise basic things. When you come to Bled, you will see a sign, drink our tap water. It's perfect.
Mm.
Don't use the plastic bags. We do the basic things.
Mm.
And we understand that people coming from other parts of the world are not maybe used to drink the tap water. Here is excellent.
Sure.
And that's why we do all these basic things. Drink our water, go around the lake, go on foot, enjoy, relax. Mm. That's our motto.
And a very good one too, and a good place to end. I think that there's so much to enjoy in Slovenia, but Bled is obviously a well-known key part of it, and I think that has to be the example that others should follow too.
Thank you.
Can we have the final piece of music, and why?
The final, which is the left, is Tito Gomez, Amor. It's an LP that I bought in Prague in the beginning of 80s when I got my driving license and we went there and there was a Cuban shop with the cigars and those LPs and everything and that was so exotic at the time for us, youngsters. And I still enjoy that LP and it's the first title and the first track, so let's go with that one.
Your music has taken us to other parts of the world. Is there one place that stands out that you would like to travel to?
I feel so comfortable in this Mediterranean area. I enjoy all the places, and in every country I look for three things. People, food, and nature. And there are practically no places that you could not enjoy these things.
Tomáš Rogál, thank you so much.
Chris, thank you so much for having me here.